Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. And today, it's our society unit. And We're trying to find better solutions to care for the elderly. Of course, this is an important topic in society these days. There are more and more elderly people out there. And we need to find new ways to care for them as they get older.
Right. It used to be that husband and wife would have a lot of kids, or at least more kids. But nowadays, people are having one, maybe two kids. And so there's a lot of responsibility on these kids to take care of their parents as they get older. So that's what we're going to be talking about. What are some ideas that are out there? I know that we have nursing homes here. We have rest homes and places that they take care of the elderly and that have medical treatment or things that they can actually care for people who are sick. So we're going to dive right in, guys. We're going to read through the article and then we'll be back to talk about it and explain some of these terms.Whether we like it or not, we are all getting older. Each day we're moving one step closer to the time when we'll no longer be able to care for ourselves. One day we might realize that it is time for us to move into a nursing home. In some ways, this is convenient, as senior citizens can receive 24-hour care from the staff. What's more, they can make friends at the home because they are surrounded by people of the same age.Nursing homes have downsides as well. Many of the residents get lonely and bored. For visitors, it can be a sad sight to see these once vibrant adults declining mentally and physically as they age. Yet one recent experiment is proving that there is a way to put a spark back into these senior citizens' lives. The Mount is a nursing home in Seattle, U.S. It's unique.Because here, about 400 seniors share their facility with 125 preschool students. The Mount allows the children to regularly interact with the residents of the nursing home. For 5 days a week, the kids and seniors come together to participate in a range of activities. These include dancing, playing games, eating lunch together, and simply having conversations. Everyone involved quickly realized that the program was beneficial to both the children and the elderly. Interacting with kids brought great joy to the lives of the elderly and reduced their risk of disease and death. Meanwhile, this experience helped the children to become more understanding and compassionate. Dealing with the elderly taught them how to be more patient when dealing with older people or the disabled.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about today's article, sentence by sentence. The title of our article for today is Finding Better Solutions to Care for the Elderly. So these are better solutions, better answers to these problems or questions. We want to care or take care of the elderly. Elderly is a polite word for old people.
Yeah.
And it's probably kind of rude to say, hey, you're an old person. You should probably say, oh, you are an elderly person.
Yeah, or you're a senior citizen. A senior citizen is even more popular in the States nowadays. I guess they feel like that sounds a little better. I don't know. Anyway, notice though, guys, when we talk about this group of people, we always use the elderly. It's the because E isn't a vowel. The elderly or the poor. We'll often just talk about these groups and we have to use the when we do.
The rich. The youth, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And this is for the elderly. So let's face a grim reality here in the first sentence. It says, whether we like it or not, we are all getting older. That's a very interesting way to start the article. Most of us would not like to be reminded of that, even though we celebrate birthdays and stuff like that. But we don't want to be reminded that we're getting older and older day by day and getting closer and closer to the end.
To death, yeah. So each day, we're moving one step closer to the time when we'll no longer be able to care for ourselves. If you're lucky, you know, you leave this life without having to have someone, you know, change your diapers and feed you. I don't really look forward to that. So I hope I die a little younger. That's why I'm just going to say it, okay?
Mm.
So there will be a time, though, that maybe your mental health starts to diminish and maybe you don't remember things or people, and then you need someone to take care of you. Or physically, maybe your body breaks down and you just can't care for yourselves. We had my grandma, my mother's mom, lived with us after my grandpa died. He died quickly. It was a stroke and he was gone. But grandma lived about 8 years more, and she lived with my mom and dad and us. We loved it, but it was hard on my mom because my mom would have to bathe her. We didn't want to put her in a nursing home. So, yeah, but a nursing home is a place when you don't have the ability to take care of parents yourselves. Maybe you work a lot. So it's a nice place for people to move into, depending on which nursing home you choose.
And they're not cheap either.
No.
So, yeah, you got to spend a lot of money to put your grandparents or parents into a nursing home. So it's probably best to keep them at home. So, yes, indeed, we one day will not be able to care for ourselves. We will lose the ability to walk or to think straight. It's not so easy that we could live to be 95 years old, for example, healthy as a horse, and then suddenly croak right there in the field or something like that. Most of us don't go that way. Most of us kind of decay gradually.
Yeah. As you decay, you get older and older and things just fall apart. Wow. I hope that doesn't happen to any of you out there. So one day we might realize it comes to us that, hey, it's time. It's time for me to move into a nursing home and have some care. Some nursing homes are more like retirement centers where the senior citizens are more active. You know, they have tennis courts outside and basketball courts. But a nursing home typically has that idea that they need care. Someone needs to help take care of them.
Exactly. My great aunt, I think she had cerebral palsy or something like that, so she needed to have 24-hour care. And when we visited her, of course, she couldn't really do much. She had to be confined to a wheelchair and stuff like that. So I guess it kind of depends on the person. But in any case, one day we might realize that it is time for us to move into a nursing home. And of course, a nursing home is a place where we take care of the elderly when they get older. This is more common in the United States, I suppose, because of different cultural observations and things like that. You don't hear about nursing homes so much here in Taiwan. They are here, of course.
Yeah, I've been to one. There's one out in Muja that I went to, and they offer a lot of medical assistance.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't hear about them a lot here. I think it's nice that kids take care of their parents if they possibly can.
Okay, moving on to the next paragraph here. It says, in some ways, this is convenient as senior citizens can receive 24-hour care from the staff. So it's convenient because, or as, senior citizens can receive this care round the clock. You mentioned this term before, senior citizens.
Yeah.
That's just another polite term to refer to the elderly or old people. And senior here should be used with the word citizen, senior citizen, somebody above the age of, say, 65 or so.
Yeah, if you use it as an adjective, sometimes you'll hear people say, oh, he is 20 years senior to my friend Joe. So it's just you're older. You're 20 years older than that friend. Sometimes I do hear people say, oh, he's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it is an adjective. So try to use it with senior citizen if you can.
Right.
It says, what's more, they can make friends at the home because they are surrounded by people of the same age. It's true. And hopefully that happens. Otherwise, it can be very lonely. But here, we're also going to mention the downside here. Downsides are the negative parts of something. You have the upside and the downside. Well, nursing homes have downsides as well. Many of the residents get lonely and bored. Let's talk about downside first. Let's give an example here. Are there any downsides to living in Taiwan? One downside for me is it takes so long to fly home and visit my family, and it's expensive.
Yes, and of course, it's quite hot here. If you don't like hot weather, that can be inconvenient.
That's me.
And it's a crowded place. Taiwan is very crowded, so of course, we've got massive traffic jams. That could be a downside. But of course, the advantages would be the upsides. It's relatively easy to live here. Things are inexpensive. People are friendly, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, food's good.
Those are the upsides. But of course, every place has its downsides or disadvantages, and that's what we're talking about here. residents of a nursing home might get lonely. Maybe they know everybody really well. They've heard the same stories over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of getting bored. They don't get to meet new people and stuff like that. And they can't really do much. They just have to stay there in their room or in the activity center or whatever. So, yeah, that does sound like a downside to me.
Yeah. For visitors who are there to see relatives or maybe friends, it can be a sad sight to see these once vibrant adults declining mentally and physically as they age. Vibrant is a word we use to talk about someone who's very energetic, very alive, you know,
mm-hmm.
Right. And it says once vibrant, meaning they're no longer that way, that this is true. In the past, they were very vibrant adults, but no longer. They're declining mentally and physically. If you decline, you get worse and worse over time. It's gradual. It's not all of the sudden you're much worse. You decline gradually. If you have a treadmill, you can incline it and decline it, if you could say. It's got an incline and a decline, and it will go up if you push the button. Well, declining is going down. So mentally just means they're losing their ability to think, to reason. Maybe they don't recognize people. Some people actually lose their ability to speak sometimes.
Oh, no.
Physically, I know. Physically, their bodies break down. I have to say, my trip to the nursing home in Muja was sad for me.
Really?
I sang for them, and it was really cute. I was singing one very traditional Taiwanese song, and this gentleman stands up and starts singing with me very loudly. But they just want... They want to talk to people, and I think they are lonely. And I think some of these folks don't have family that visits very often.
It's a pity, especially because the elderly have so much to tell us. They've lived long lives. They've got lots of experience and stuff like that. But young people don't seem to be too interested in their stories. They want to see the latest movies or art exhibitions or whatever.
I was surprised, though. Yeah. There was a guy there. He's 90. He told me he was 92. He was an old sailor. And he had served in World War II. His English was amazing. Mm. He wanted to just speak to me in English. He talked for about a half an hour. It was really good.
Yeah, there are quite a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
They probably should have some more programs in which regular people can go in there and chat with the folks and stuff like that. Hey, maybe somebody can open up a bar in a nursing home.
I don't think they need to drink.
Well, yeah, the idea, or a coffee shop.
A coffee shop.
Yeah, the idea was just to find a way to bring people together.
Get people in.
And stuff like that. But before we move on here, let's look at our last sentence in this paragraph.
Yeah.
It says, yet one recent experiment is proving that there is a way to put a spark back into the senior citizens' lives.
Yeah.
So that's the phrase there, to put spark back into something. There was spark before, or, you know, activity, being lively and stuff like that, later declined. So we want to return that thing to its original lively condition.
Yeah. A spark is what happens when you're trying to turn on a motor. Sometimes you'll see these flashes of light. That's a spark. So just kind of get that liveliness, as Tom said, back into them. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, who will talk to you for a few minutes, and then we'll be back.
Hi, everyone. My name's Jenny. 今天我们看的是第八单元。好，第八单元这篇的文章和我们现在社会里面，对于长者的照顾应该怎么做才好呢？这个标题其实很重要。这个主题提的是长者。那什么叫长者？在英文里面，你可以说 the elderly。The 这个是一个定冠词，那我们常常后面呢加一个形容词，这个形容词代表某一种特质，然后有这样子特质的这一群人，所以它其实是一个复数的一个片语。但是我们像这边说到的 The elderly 就表示是年纪长的长辈们。那另外还有一个说法，在社会里面我们说他们是年长的，所以你可以用 senior citizens。 如果你用 senior citizens， 意思其实也就是说 the elderly。 好，我们来看这篇文章的开头，就说到 whether A or B， 这一个选择两者之一，你喜欢或是不喜欢，不管我们天天都变老。那这样子说起来，大家都会变老，那也许有一天我们就觉得 该住进安养院了。好，我们现在有一个重要的句型，也就是该做什么事情的时候了。It is time to do something. 如果你是针对谁，你可以加进It's time for somebody to do something. 所以这个句型就是说，哎，我们有一天好像是该住到 nursing home 安养院了。接下来就告诉大家，如果要住安养院，好像是很方便的。为什么？理由当然很多。不过有一点是，我们看到这样子的人住在里面，他们曾经都一度充满活力，这个 once vibrant 这样子的组合，我们知道 once 有一个含义就是曾经一度， vibrant 当然就是 energetic 很有活力的，所以这表示他们曾经一度是充满活力的大人，可是现在呢却身体越衰退了，就表示年龄的增加。那这样子说起来令人难过，那可是呢，最近就有一个好方法可以让这样子的 senior citizens 年长者他们重新燃起生命的火花，我们等一下再来看是怎么做。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Again, we're talking about a new experiment here to put some spark back into the lives of senior citizens because they live in nursing homes. Not all of them, of course, but some of them do. And it can be lonely and boring there. So in Seattle, in Washington State, in the United States, we've got something called The Mount. It's a nursing home in Seattle. And it's unique because here, about 400 seniors share their facility with 125 preschool students. Isn't that nice? So again, this particular nursing home is called The Mount. I don't know why it's called that.
It's by a mountain.
Yeah, I was going to say Seattle has a lot of hills. It's a very hilly, kind of mountainous city. So maybe it's on top of a mount there. Mount can be short for mountain. Mm-hmm. And it's unique. If something's unique, it's special. It's one of a kind.
Sure is. You don't see many things that are unique, so you really pay attention to them. It's unique because they're doing a program that sounds really interesting. They've got a lot of senior citizens who live there. This is a big place. 400 is a lot of senior citizens to take care of. They share their facility. A facility is a building that has all the equipment inside that you need. They share it with a lot of little kiddies. They're preschool students. So they're probably 4, maybe 5 years old. 3, 4, 5. Depends on when their parents send them to preschool. So the Mount allows these kids to regularly interact with the residents. If you interact with somebody, you're social with them. You know, you exchange ideas, thoughts. Maybe you go and do something together. But have you had any interaction with any young kids this week? And they're referring to the residents. Have you had any interaction with the kids? The residents are people who live in a particular place. You don't have to have been born there. Tom and I are residents of Taiwan. Even though we're not citizens of Taiwan, we're residents of Taiwan. And you can be a resident of a particular apartment building. Here it's a nursing home. You live there. So this is a great idea. That's a lot of kids, too, you know?
Yeah, it is. For example, I could say my cousin Dave is a resident of Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. He's going to the University of Illinois. But in any case here, yes, these children get to regularly interact with the residents. They get to talk to them, play games and stuff like that. Let's talk about some of the things that they do. For 5 days a week, the kids and seniors come together. They get together, come together to participate in a range of activities. So they've got all sorts of activities, many different kinds of activities. That's what that phrase there means. A range of. A whole bunch of different kinds of things. A variety of, you could also say.
Oh, yeah. A variety is a good substitution there. So it's things that have something in common. The commonality here, I could say, is that they're all activities. Dancing, playing games, eating lunch, talking to to each other, having conversations. This sounds fun. I love that they dance with the little kids. It's really cute. So they're busy, pretty much kept busy by interacting with each other. Let's go on to the last paragraph here. Okay. Everyone involved quickly realized that the program was beneficial to both the children and the elderly. I bet when they started it, they probably thought that this was going to benefit the older folks, right?
Yeah.
The elderly and not so much the kids. But the kids have really learned a lot as well. Tom and I were talking during the break about a program they have in the Netherlands where senior citizens share a living facility with college students. Mm. And the college students don't have to pay for room or board, but they agree to donate 10 hours a week time to, you know, just to talking to the elderly, taking them for walks and stuff, which I thought was a great program as well.
Yes, and that was a video I think I saw or a news story at least a year ago. Long ago.
It's like YouTube maybe? That. I don't know. Or Facebook? Maybe Facebook was
probably
sharing.
Facebook. But that just kind of tells us that this idea has been around for quite some time. So if you're involved with something, you have something to do with it, you are a participant in that program. So everyone involved, everybody participating, they all realized, hey, it's beneficial for both the children and the elderly, not just the elderly, but the children as well. Beneficial means it gives you benefits, something good, something that is an advantage for you. And interacting with kids brought great joy to the lives of the elderly and reduced their risk of disease and death. So that's pretty good there.
Yeah.
They got to interact with the kids, and that made them happy. It brought joy to their lives. And it also had some medical benefits here. It reduced their risk of disease and death. That's interesting. It actually helps them be healthier that way. I've heard the similar thing with the animals. Sometimes people take their pets to retirement homes or whatever, and the residents get to play with the dogs and stuff, and that makes them happy too.
It's great, isn't it? So we know that by bringing more joy into your life, getting rid of stress and loneliness can actually help you live longer, help you live a better life. I don't care about living longer. I want to live happier. That's what I want to do.
Sure.
So this is really great. Now, in the next sentence, it starts out with this word, meanwhile. It's a connector word. It's one of those words we use to connect sentences together. Meanwhile means, well, while this that you just read about is happening, this that follows this word is also happening. I could say, I was cooking dinner while I was talking on the phone with my friend. Meanwhile, my roommate was cleaning the kitchen. So those two activities were going on at the same time. So meanwhile, this experience helped the children to become more understanding and compassionate. So we first told you about the benefits to the elderly. Now we're talking about the benefits to the little ones, the preschoolers. So they became more understanding. Kids are a little selfish. Let's be honest. You know, everything is mine, mine, mine.
Right.
I don't want to share. But they learn to actually understand and feel compassion for the senior citizens there, the elderly. Compassion means that you actually look at someone's situation and you feel a lot of sympathy and I think a lot of love. I think there's love and care and concern when you talk about someone who's compassionate. Compassionate is the adjective, but the noun is compassion, to show compassion, to have compassion for others.
And understanding here is being used as an adjective as well. To understand is the verb.
Yeah.
And to have understanding or be understanding means that you sympathize or you feel the emotions of others. And dealing with the elderly taught them how to be more patient when dealing with older people or the disabled. And the disabled here, that refers to people who have some kind of handicap, if I can say that. Maybe they can't walk. Maybe they're mentally disabled. In whichever way, they don't have the advantages that us normal people do.
Yeah, there's something they have, maybe physical or mental. It's a condition that limits what they can do. Maybe their movements, the way they think, their activities, stuff like that. So this is happening, and it sounds like a great way for a nursing home to go. I'm hoping that this catches on here in Taiwan. Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
要让年长者重新感受到生命力，这里有一个做法是在美国的西雅图。这里有一个安养院叫做 the mount. 那它特别在哪里呢？因为它让年长跟学龄前的孩子们一起共用设施。好，我们来看一下学龄前的小孩，这个字是 preschool children, preschool student。 这个 pre 在英文里面很多的字首，要了解它的含义，这样子呢背单字比较快。像 pre 就是很明显的一个很好用的字首，代表 before之前，所以 before school, 换句话说就是在正式上学之前，那讲的就是学龄前的儿童。好，那这样子的做法呢，当然小孩子跟年纪大的长辈们，他会一起参与各种的活动，各种的活动。这里有一个片语是 a range of, 当然谈到各种，诶，也有好多种不同的说法，可以用最简单的 all kinds of, 可是你也可以用片语式的，哎，比如说这个 a range of, 或者是你用 a variety of, 意思也是一样的。好，那接下来这样子的 the mount 这一间安养院的做法呢，到底有没有好处？下面就说了，他们的反应都很好，因为参与的人，好，参与的人看到这句话 everyone involved,这个 involved 事实上是个过去分词，也就是说有参与这个活动、这个计划、这个安排的人。那他这句的主词还是 everyone, 可是动词就在后面的 realized, 他们了解到说对双方都有好处。那接下来就提到了，那有什么好处呢？当然对长辈们来说，他们哎就感觉上可以降低他们死亡的风险，而对这些小孩子们来说呢，他们也学会去体谅人，还更有同情心。好，那下面最后就说到了你呢和长者应对这件事，教他们什么，教他们怎么样对待年纪长大或是生病有残疾的人，要更有耐性。那这句话的主词很长，它是一个动名词片语 dealing with the elderly。 好，这一件事教会他们，后面呢他当然也有说到了，当你在面对谁，面对长辈还有谁 disabled, the disabled 其实就是跟我们标题里面的 the elderly 是一样的用法，你用的再加一个形容词 disabled 是指有残障的人，这样子就是指这样子有这样特质的这一群人，是复数的主词。 OK, 我们今天讲解到这里，我们下次见。
Okay, guys, we're going to wrap up. It's time for us to go. We hope you learned a lot more about what's going on in terms of nursing homes and some of the programs that are being introduced and how it's working out. We hope that they continue doing more for the elderly, I should say. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.